I will bless the Lord at all times. The Lord's praise will continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt God's name together. Good Monday morning to you, my brothers and sisters. We want to welcome you this morning to our Monday morning National Prayer Conference call. I do count it a great and awesome privilege to greet you in the strong and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. My brothers and sisters, we are going to begin this month's prayer call series focusing our attention on the season of Advent. Advent is a season of preparation. Beloved, you cannot do this thing called living for Christ and not prepare. Advent is a time of spiritual preparation in which every blood-bought believer makes themselves ready for what God is about to birth into their lives. This morning, I do not want to call your attention to the time-honored Christmas story. Instead, I want us to look at a letter that was written to Jews who started following Christ in the first century. The recipients of this letter were living in the midst of chaos. Specifically, their lives were being shaken by persecution and all the heartache and headaches associated with it. They were discouraged, disillusioned. In fact, they had been thinking about turning back to their old way of living, turning back to their former religious practices. My brothers and sisters, let's be truthful. All of us at some point have pondered ideas of turning back. We've all faced the temptation to be dejected, depressed, pessimistic, and hopeless. But in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2, we find these words: "Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we are in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there, the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over the story again, item by item, the long litany of hostility he plowed through, and that will shoot adrenaline into your souls." Brothers and sisters, if you want to find calm in the midst of your chaos, you've got to consistently focus your faith on Christ. That's the great theme for this Advent season. And on that reason, it's such a great time of the year. And because of that reason, it is such a great time of the year. It is a reason to be joyous, because it's all about Jesus and how God became flesh and dwelt among us. When you give more attention to Jesus and concentrate less on the chaos in your life, you will experience more joy. The letter to the Hebrews was written to encourage us to keep on following Christ, to find calm in our chaos. How can you find calm in your chaos? You have stress at work, relationship troubles, money woes, physical ailments, grief, loss, hurt, pain, sorrow. Beloved, you must focus. You must fix. You must fasten your eyes on Jesus. Let us pray. All-wise and eternal God, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify your name in all of the earth, even right now where we are. God, we give you the highest praise and we shout hallelujah to your name. We shout glory to the name that is above every name. That God, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. But God, we're not going to wait until you come to confess you. We're not going to wait until you come to bow at you, because God, even right now, in our minds and our spirits, God, we are bowing and worshiping and magnifying your name, because God, you are so worthy. So God, in the strong and powerful name of Jesus, we pray that you will continue, God, to help us to hold out, to help us to push forward, to help us, oh God, to continue to run this race that you have set before us to run. Oh God, we thank you that we have a high priest named Jesus. He endured and went through everything we are going through right now. Yet God, he didn't give up. He didn't throw in the towel. And we thank you to God for his persistence. We thank you, oh God, that he didn't return the glory, because God, if he did, we wouldn't be living where we are. We wouldn't be standing where we're standing. We wouldn't have what we have right now. And oh God, I thank you. And I don't take it for granted, because in that town of Bethlehem, you sent your son Jesus, and Jesus dwelt among us. And God, we thank you now, because not only did he dwell among them during that period, but God, he's with us right now. He walks with us and talks with us and tells us that we are his own. And God, we pray, I pray, and I come standing in the gap, that you would bless your people, that you will look upon them, oh God, with favor, that your countenance will shine upon them on this day. God, we give you glory because you're going to make ways out of no ways. We give you praise because you're going to open up doors that no person can shut, because you have the keys. As a matter of fact, God, you gave us the keys. You gave us the authority that whatsoever we shall bind on earth, God, you will bind it in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth, you will loose it in heaven. So God, we bind the work of the enemy. We bind the spirit of discouragement. We bind every pain, every heartache, everything that's contrary to your will. We bind it now, and we plead the blood of Jesus against it. Because God, even today, 2,000 years later, the blood still works. Oh God, we thank you right now. And God, we loose your joy. We loose your love. We loose your peace. We loose your happiness, God. Have your way right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we promise to give you the glory. Somebody on the call needs you to heal their bodies. Somebody's crying out to you, Jesus. Somebody needs your mercy. Oh God, it's all of us standing in the need of prayer, and we need you right now. So God, wrap your arms of love and protection around them. God, go see about them right now. God, bless them right where they stand. God, comfort them right now. God, we pray that you would lift their bowed down head, that you will speak peace to their mind. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you all of the praise, because God, from the rising of the sun, you are worthy, and we magnify you. We exalt you, because God, you are worthy. It is in the strong name of Jesus we do pray. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you all of the praise, and we shout hallelujah. We shout glory to your name, because God, you are so worthy. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray, and we count it all done, and we declare and decree victory in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen, and amen.